And now I'm going to kick it off with our first keynote. There's no one better to kick this off with. It's our favorite drag queen. Why is she our favorite, you ask? Because not only did she star in our blockbuster event, America Needs a Queen, which you can see a recording of today at lunch, it's life-changing, but she saw that way too many LGBTQ plus folks are not registered to vote. And she did something about it. She co-founded Drag Out the Vote to harness the loving power of drag queens across the country to register voters in their communities. So now it's my huge honor to present the host of the political podcast, You Britta Vote, Britta Filter.
Hello. Hi, everyone. I'm so excited. Thanks, Jason. I'm so honored to be here. Listen, I woke up real early, honey, because I thought, you know, they asked me to be a keynote speaker. And they're like, Britta, you can come in or out of drag. And I thought it's so important because all of my activism surrounds around me being in this giant, huge persona. And it's so important. So like, you know, why we're here is we're getting Democrats registered to vote. Now, listen, I want to tell you that right now, Republicans are trying to take away our rights to, and they're, hold on, let me take a breath. Okay, I got excited there. Now, listen, our tool is to participate in our democracy. It's truly our only tool that we can use, is to help registered voters. And it's important to get people registered because in these elections, we can easily remove these crazy ass radical people who should not be in political office. Now, what's happening at the political level right now in our country shows us that there's so many advances that we have made that are absolutely not guaranteed, okay? Like, we've already seen what the Supreme Court can do with abortion rights, and, you know, and what they're trying to do with same-sex couples and in certain states. Now, you know, I was lucky enough to go to the White House this year in full drag, baby, in full eleganza. President Biden invited me for the signing of the Rights for Marriage Act. And it's so important within our community, and it's something that we've been fighting for so long. But the crazy thing is that you have the right to get married right now, but then you could go to work the next day. And because the Equality Act has not been passed yet, you could get fired for marrying someone of the same sex in 29 states. Listen, excuse my French, that shit's crazy, yo. And so that's why it's so important for me with Drag Out the Vote to get out the LGBTQ plus vote. Now, listen, in the election of, which one was it? 2016, let me tell you, baby, 1 in 5 LGBTQ plus people were not registered to vote. And I, with Drag Out the Vote, definitely helped to increase that number. And it was so important. And listen, the reason why I'm doing this and why I'm so truly passionate about it is because, everyone has a different way of getting out the vote. And mine specifically, I'm using my talents of my art and my activism of drag to get out there, honey, because you are not going to ignore a 7-foot-tall man who spent 3 hours restructuring their face with expensive theater makeup to resemble an overtop woman clown. And listen, and it's so important. Like I go in Times Square. I have these art activations where I stand there with a poster. I interview people. There's so many different creative ideas that I have that I use for my own, but also I use it to help get out the vote and to educate people. I feel like so many young individuals are not educated. And that's why I actually started my podcast in 2020 called You Britta Vote. Now, with everything that's happening and going on okay, let me tell you the real tea. So in 2016, I was really wasn't political. I actually didn't know anything about politics, truly. And I didn't care. And it's until Donald Trump got elected that I started caring. And it was really important for me to care because that's when we started to see our rights get taken away. Like before this, I had so many questions that I was afraid to ask. As a person, not as a drag queen, I was afraid to ask these questions because I didn't want to seem stupid. And I know that if I had these questions, I know that other young people out there would also have these questions. Honey, I didn't know what gerrymandering was. Baby, I thought it was Jerry and he was mandering around. I had no idea what it was. And so that's why I started this political podcast called You Brita Votes. And through it, I truly got some heavy hitters to talk to about voter engagement. I was grateful enough to get Brian Sims, who's one of our representatives, and Marty Gold Cummings, who ran for state council, who's a drag queen mama here in New York. I also talked about LGBTQ equality and with Ruben Gonzalez, who's the LGBTQ liaison for Biden. I interviewed Chase Strangio with the ACLU, Anessa Ufot, who's the CEO of the New Georgia Project, all to try and get out the vote and to educate people because I was so afraid originally, but truly none of us have anything to be afraid of. If we don't know any information, ask it. It's so important. And it's so important to get that information and to educate others. Now, I totally invited so many different fans of mine throughout the pandemic. It was really hard. We had to change everything. I'm glad that we're on Zoom right now. We're probably on Zoom right now because of the pandemic, because we learned that it was a useful tool because we have, let me see, how many people we got in this room? Baby, where my window?
365, one for every day of the year.
You Brita work, y'all. You Brita work. 365. I would hold these events. I would hold these text banks. Now, I've been to a couple text banks previously before I started text banking with Drag Out the Vote. And what happened was that they were so boring. They were so boring. So I decided with Drag Out the Vote and some other incredible swing states to get together. And I would call on my fans and people who saw RuPaul's Drag Race. And I would ask them to come out and text bank while I DJed. She learned how to DJ during the pandemic, and I also performed. So while people were getting all this useful information, baby, we made it a party. We made it a party, and that's what I know how to do. I guess my biggest message to you today is to use your creativity and what you're strong at and use it to help get out the votes and be creative with it. For all my artists out there, where are my artists at? We're my artists. Truly, I come up with these crazy ass ideas, and it's important for me to use these things to get out the vote. It is the most important. Now, listen, I use my platform creatively to help get out the vote with people. Wait, where are my notes at? Where am I at? Okay. So listen, everything that's going on with drag queens right now, I need to tell you. Wait, I'm not over, am I? Oh, no, I got time. Okay, great.
You got now, 3 minutes. You're good.
Okay, listen, I'm gonna get it in, y'all. Now, you can tell I'm very excited. It's because I'm so passionate about this and because I woke up at 6 a.m. and had 3 cups of coffee and I'm ready to go, baby. Now, listen, everything that's going on with drag queens right now, I'm actually glad that this is happening because drag queens essentially are the spokespeople of the LGBTQ plus community. Like, I'm very grateful for RuPaul for making drag such a giant international phenomenon right now. And I think it's important what's happening with these drag queen bands because now people are paying attention. People are paying attention and these drag queens are mad. So now they're going to educate themselves more and more about what's going on and ask people within their community, within the LGBTQ community, to get registered to vote. Now, if you're a drag queen out there and you're watching this, I need to tell you that during the pandemic, we with Drag Out the Vote, we started a drag ambassador program and we got 330 queens, kings, drag babies from all over the country in 44 different states to make a difference within their community. And we provided them with education, which I think is the most important thing to know because people don't know about their primaries. You know, it's one thing to say people, we got to get out the vote. But once you get to the voting box, like, who are you going to vote for? There's plenty of times where I went to a primary and I was like, oh my God, I forgot to do my research. Like, I'm voting, but like, who the hell am I voting for? And, you know, it's important because we're providing all the information for people within the community. And it's and these queens are coming up with their own creative way to truly help people get out the vote. Now, listen, I'm doing so many things this year to help get out the vote and to get people registered. I'm actually writing a show that hopefully I will tour across the country. And it's going to have little, I'm going to put in little boop boops in there to tell people when the important information, when you can vote, when the last day to register to vote is in your area, how to get the information. And it's all going to be highly entertaining. I literally just had a talk with a designer yesterday. Baby, I have puppets. I am changing the game with puppets, honey. And listen, I just want you to go out there and I want you to use your creativity to truly just think outside the box. Because the people will pay attention if you think outside the box. And that's my time, y'all. I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you to all of you for watching and for being here. And thank you to Field Team 6. I love working with you. And this is an honor.
We love you back. We love you back.
You're amazing. You're beautiful, passionate, hilarious, and also courageous to do stuff about voter registration, to speak up about stuff that really, it's so important. And that does take, it takes courage. Like you were saying, you're afraid to get into that because you didn't know anything about it in the beginning, but you ask questions. That's, you know, that's what we do. That's, it's super important to be just out there and saying that voting is important. And I want to talk to you about registering to vote and make turning your voice into a vote, making sure your voice is heard and counts. So what you're doing is beautiful and it's so important. Thank you so much for your amazing work.
Thank you.
Yes. And looking forward to seeing you again this afternoon in the rescreening of America Needs a Queen.
Oh, it is good, y'all. It's good. Y'all got to watch that one.
It's so good. It makes me so happy.